Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Plum Pudding Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin.
Chapter 1. Lake Eden, Minnesota. 10 shopping days until Christmas. There were nights like tonight, right after he'd bet a bundle on the losing team, when Larry Yeager wondered why he'd ever come back to this dinky little town. When it came to money matters, people around here were clueless. Swindling them out of their savings was no contest at all. He preferred an even playing field, where he could outwit the investors he thought of as his adversaries. It was a game, after all, and the game was boring if your opponents were pushovers. In an effort to even the odds, he'd taken more risks than usual, but not a single one of the locals were suspicious. Not even Mayor Bascom, who prided himself on his business savvy. This was like counting the leaves on a three-leaf clover, and that wasn't his idea of fun. The thrill came from taking off with the money right before someone was about to catch on. These people weren't about to catch on. And then there was Courtney, his biggest investor, his partner, and his fiancée. She owned 50% of the Crazy Elf Christmas tree lot, on paper. Courtney had insisted on taking a room at the Lake Eden Inn, rather than staying with him in the double-wide trailer they called Elf Headquarters. She was afraid that people would talk because they weren't married. She was right, they would talk, but that wouldn't bother him. His concern was that Courtney was living separately, and that gave her time to think.